You're listening to Don't IEP Alone with Special Education Advocate Lisa Leitner. For more information about Lisa, the IEP Toolkit, and more ways we can help you in your process, go to adayinourshoes.com. Now back to the show with your host, Lisa.
I'm Lisa Leitner, and welcome to another episode of Don't IEP Alone. I am coming to you live from my office as usual. If you are just listening to this podcast, you know, on a podcast streaming service, thank you. But you can also know, if you really must know what I look like, these are on YouTube as well. And yes, I'm wearing the same Phillies shirt that I was wearing for the last episode because I bulk record them. I don't record every day or every week. A reminder that during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Thanksgiving, I am going to be running a special on the online training that I offer. I have been on the same platform, the same training platform for 3 years, and it's a very affordable platform, but we're finding that it's very limiting with some of the things that we want to do. And I do offer a lifetime membership. You pay once and that's it. You're a member for a lifetime. It's not one of those trainings where, you know, once and done, you go to the training and then you go home. Yippee-ki-yay. We want to change platforms and offer some more things. And even if we move, even if we don't move, the prices are going up. So I cannot ignore a price change or a price increase any longer. I said last year that I was going to increase the price and then like the economy tanked and inflation was completely out of control. It's almost, I don't know. They say it's getting better, but it certainly doesn't feel that way when I'm at the grocery store. So I held off on doing a price change this year because of inflation. But next year, the price is going to go up. So this is your last chance to get in this year. And next year, it will increase by $99. So instead of $297, it's going to be $396. So that's good news. The other thing that I have is that if you have a friend who you would like to sign up with, maybe, you know, you have another mom friend, bestie, whatever, maybe it's just someone who you network with and maybe you don't even know them that well, who knows? But I am offering a BOGO special. So two people right now can join for $396. So that's $198 each. So you can join two people for $198 each right now, or you can pay twice that for just one person next year. Next year, it will be $396. Today, later today, we have an attorney coming to speak to us for a live chat. And of course, by the time this podcast episode publishes, I mean, it'll be over because I record these ahead of time. So that'll be over. But there are two more attorney chats, one on November 30th. And then on December 7th, there is, it's actually, I don't think he's an attorney. He's a former college professor and other things, but he is the disability policy director for my U.S. Senator, Senator Casey. So we're going to talk a little bit about laws and things and what's going on right now in our government as pertains to our kids. And I know that one of the things he wanted to talk about, his suggestion, is talking about our kids and their interactions with the police. So, and law, you know, pending legislation that could affect that. So very important stuff. But of course, with that lifetime membership, you will get to join all of the live chats going forward. And the one that you're going to miss, you know, today, because you're not registered or you missed it by the time you hear this, it'll be recorded. And I think that's going to be a great topic as well. He's going to be talking about what to expect. If you're thinking about calling a lawyer for due process or just calling a lawyer because you're unhappy with your situation with your school, he's going to walk us through the process of what happens when you call a lawyer and what happens when you go to the visit and what should you expect and all that. So I think that's going to be really good stuff. Again, it'll be recorded in the training library with the, I think by the time I upload that one, I think that will be 100 videos in the training library. So it's really a great price, $297 for one, $396 for two. So for $200, you get 100 training modules. I mean, that's $2 each? Yeah, $2 each or $3 each. You get my strategy for advocacy and deep dives and so much great stuff. So if you want to check that out, go to adayinourshoes.org. All the information for the Black Friday sale will be listed there and it will take you and you can read the page and make that decision. But do not delay. It's only going to go through Cyber Monday at midnight. So you definitely don't want to miss out. and then it will be closed until the end of January. After our December 7th chat, I really kind of back off, take it easy, don't work as much because I work very long hours. So I will be, you know, for that reason, we do enrollment periods because of we want to get everybody onboarded and make sure that you can connect and make sure that you have the Zoom links and make sure that you're getting all the email and all that and that you're all set to go. So again, adayinourshoes.org. So today, what I wanted to talk about, since we are heading into the holidays at a busy time, one thing I wanted to talk about is a no meat addendum. Why is that a holiday item? Well, it is because this is the time of year when the honeymoon is over, so to speak, right? Back to school time is over. Your child is really in the thick of it now, right? November, December, like they're in it. Like school is underway. The honeymoon's over. Masking tends to subside a little bit as kids either lose endurance or they feel more comfortable being their true selves in a situation. But for either reason, you know, masking kind of subsides a little bit. And you've had your parent-teacher conference probably by now. And so we look at the whole situation and we go, yeah, we really need to add or change something on the IEP. It's also a time of year when you have assemblies and you have concerts and you have parties and you have, you know, schools bring in different things and they're doing maybe a gift drive and these charity events and all kinds of stuff is going on. And so when you mention like changing an IEP, school staff just get like this deer in the headlights look because they think like with everything going on right now, I can't possibly fit in an IEP meeting. Like, no, we can't do this. So I just want to remind everybody, because I do believe that the IEP no meat addendum is underutilized. The IEP process has become so contentious and so litigious. I think schools are often leery to use the no meat addendum, like they feel the need to convene the whole team and have everybody discuss this thing together. So I would say to parents, if you are in a situation where you're thinking right now, it is appropriate to make a change to your IEP, to add something, to change something, to remove something, I would bring up the idea of a no meat addendum. And, you know, when you do your email requesting this change, say as much, you know, hey, school is now, you know, we're now in our third full month of school and this isn't working. Whatever it is, name it, whatever it is. After the parent-teacher conference, you know, we discussed that this isn't working. You know, you can do a phone conference, ask for a phone conference, and then submit to the team to approve this change, whatever it is. And it might be, you know, push-in instead of pull-out services. You know, just include the person who it's going to affect the most. So whether it's a related service provider, you know, maybe the speech or OT or someone has a group session that they're doing a certain day of the week and they really feel that your child would benefit from it. Talk that over with them and then, you know, submit that in writing to the team and say, you know, I've already discussed this with the OT. She has room in this group. We believe that my child would benefit from this extra, you know, whatever it is. And if they do this intervention, you know, it's going to mean that they're pulled out of such and such, whatever it is, name it, you know, once a week. And I'm comfortable with that. So let's make this change to the IEP. No meat addendums are perfectly acceptable in many situations. Now, I wouldn't do it. I would, if you're requesting something big, like a placement change, a one-on-one aid, you know, big stuff like that, those are things that need to be discussed with the whole team. You know, in that case, I would wait and ask for an IEP meeting when that can take place, if you think that needs to take place. But for smaller changes, if you're just like increasing or decreasing services, small, you know, something small, I absolutely would ask for a no meet addendum to do that. And then, you know, again, just follow up in writing. We just did one for my son's transportation. We had a small transportation change. It was not a big deal. And we did it, you know, and you know, you just send out these group emails and reply all, and it can be done in a couple of emails. And you're not trying to do all these emails. And can you make a meeting on this day? And can you make a meeting on this day? And so on and so on. It doesn't have to happen with a full meeting. We also did it, believe it or not. Now, the pieces were already in place, but for a period of time, my son was without a nurse because they couldn't find one. So for that time period, it was noted on the IEP that he was not going to go on their community-based instruction outings until a nurse was found. And then they found a nurse and we added them back in. And again, it was just a no-meat addendum that, yeah, there's a nurse in place now, so Kevin will resume the community-based or CBI outings. And that was it. We didn't have to reconvene the whole team. So definitely consider it. Definitely read up on it. I do have a blog post on my site about the no-meat addendum and how to use it. It can be a great time saver. It requires, you know, a bit of email, but still I think sending, you know, even if it's 5 or 10 emails going around, I still feel like when you're in the middle of December, that can be easier to do than trying to convene an IEP meeting, especially if it's just to, like I said, to discuss one item. And if you're doing all these emails back and forth to take care of this one concern, that creates all your data and documentation for you. So, you know, you don't have to do that after IEP meeting letter and all that other stuff. So that's all I have today. We're going to do a shorter one because it is the holiday time and I know that you guys are busy. So take care. I hope that you have lots in your life to be thankful for. And I hope that you have a peaceful week, a restful week. My family, actually, we're doing ribs and mac and cheese because we all just kind of got together. There's only 9 of us who gather every holiday. My in-laws, my parents are deceased, but my in-laws live close by. So it's me and my family of 4, my 2 in-laws, and then my brother and his wife and their daughter. So there's only 9 of us that get together every holiday. And we just kind of collectively got together and we're like, you know, I don't need another turkey dinner. I'm not really a fan of big turkey dinners. Like, we just do them because you do them. You go through the motions, like you're told, like, this is what we do. But for us, it's really just more about getting together and cooking something maybe that's a little special that takes longer. And ribs definitely in the smoker take longer than anything else, you know, that you wouldn't make it on a normal weekday. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to South Philly to pick up desserts. I love picking up desserts at Termini. If you've never been there and you live in the area, like, it's well worth the expense and the extra trip and the tradition, the South Philly tradition of just getting your things there. We love their stuff, so I'm doing that. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, I will be in South Philly. I'm planning on doing it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And yeah, I mean, those movies of Rocky running down the Italian market, that's where I'll be. Although it's not, I just posted a GIF, how do you say that? GIF. I posted that the other day. And in the movie, the Italian market is really trashy. Like, there's literally trash, like he's running through just like 2 aisles of trash. And it doesn't look like that anymore, thankfully. That was 50 years ago, believe it or not, 47, something like that. So the Italian market is really cleaned up, but there are still fires in trash barrels and things like that when it's cold. So it's very iconic. It's a Philly tradition, so definitely check it out. Follow me on social media. And again, go to adayinourshoes.org to find out more information about the Black Friday and Cyber Monday special. So have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you for listening to Don't IEP Alone with Special Education Advocate Lisa Leitner. We're so glad you've joined us and would love to connect with you outside of the show. For more information about Lisa, the IEP Toolkit, and more ways we can help you in your process, go to adayinourshoes.com. From self-care tips to common IEP mistakes, there's even more to explore. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast and subscribe to never miss an episode. Until next time, don't IEP alone, and you don't have to.